Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Romain Lejeune, the latest in the long green line of outstanding distance runners at Adams State. I don't know if I did the last name justice, Lejeune. Romain, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for inviting me here. You pronounce my name perfectly. You're one of the best in Alamosa to pronounce my name, so
I appreciate it. I'll take that. Hey, when you hear me say that you are the latest in the long green line of outstanding distance runners at Adams State, What does that mean to you? What does that say to you?
Just make me feel like proud and excited for the rest of my my journey in Adams State. It's a great program, and just like putting my name on some rocks, I don't know, in the history of Adams State, is just something great for me. I'm just proud and excited for the rest.
We asked you to come in here because a few days back, You won the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference men's 8K cross country title. How satisfying was that for you?
I was very happy about this. I got my revenge from last year. I finished sixth last year. That was my first altitude races last year. And that was a pretty rough race. And this year, I'm pretty happy about this. That means a lot because for me, the AMAC conference in terms of cross country in D2 is one of the best in the country. So that means a lot. That put me in a position that make me believe that I can do great things for the rest of the season. Now representing Adams State, I was looking to this with Coach Martin, and another States guy didn't win this conference championship since 2017. Yeah. So it was time to bring back the title to home. So
yeah, that was great to see you cross the finish line first. Now you have the NC2A Division II Regionals, and then you have the NC2A Division II National Cross Country Championships. Coach Martin calls this championship racing season.
Yes.
How do you prepare mentally for these next two races, the biggest races of the season?
Mentally, I used to work with a mental trainer before. Right now, I want to say my mental trainer is Coach Martin. We just try to stay focused, continue the job, don't put too much pressure on our shoulder. We want to win. There is no other scenario. We just want to win and just be ready to suffer and go for the win no matter what. I just prepare myself, my mind, my body, and also my teammates around me. We're going to war together. And we want to give everything. I just want to be proud of my effort that I'm going to do on the race. So it's just being ready to go hard, and even if it's sometimes you can have a bad day or whatever, accept that, embrace the pain. There is something Coach likes to say, is it's better to deal with the pain that you feel the pain. So I'm trying to deal with the pain every race. So yeah, now that's the mantra of the season. So
what about your training regimen going over the next 2-3 weeks as you prepare for regionals and then the national cross country race, which is in Sacramento this year, California?
Yeah, I'm excited to go back to California. Yeah. I've been there last outdoor season. That was a great trip. We call this tapering. So we just do a bit less mileage and we go faster training, just to make the fitness increase. We just, be ready mentally. Just think about the race a little bit every day.
Essentially, when you go to Sacramento for the National Cross Country Championships here in November, you're running at sea level. Yeah. Does that gain you any advantage coming from high altitude of Alamosa and Adams State when you run at sea level? Does that give you anything?
Yeah, that definitely gives us an advantage, against other people, other competitors who are training and living at sea level, because in altitude we have less oxygen, so it's harder for us to train, and our body is able to produce more oxygen. So when we go back to sea level, it's just easier to run faster and keep a higher pace. Even if it's hard, we can continue. So we definitely have an advantage and we're going to use it. It's harder to live in Alamosa. Look, it's in November 1st and it was snowing last night. So one of the hard thing of being like in altitude, but for sure for training and like being back to sea level, it's always exciting for us because we know we have an advantage. So racing at sea level is something we everyone is talking about. Like, oh, that's cool. Let's go to sea level. Finally, we can go back to sea level. Races are going to be easier, I want to say.
You know, the RMAC championship was 8,000 meters, an 8K race. Mm-hmm. The national race is a 10-kilometer, 10K race.
Yes.
What is your biggest adjustment covering the 10K distance yourself?
Oh, yeah, for sure. 10K is another game than 8K. 8K, I want to say, is less than 25 minutes, so it's like pretty fast.
Uh-huh.
10K depends on the race, but it can be like 30 minutes effort, which is like a long effort for me. I'm just ready to go hard, going like run as I used to run for 8K, and just be ready to like, okay, I have two more Ks. So there is not like a different approach of the 8K. You just stay in the front and like try to finish this race as fast as possible.
Do you, because it seemed, I've watched you on live streams.
Mm.
I haven't seen you run in a championship race in person. I've only seen you on a live stream. I saw you last year at the NC2A outdoors. Oh. You won the 5,000 meters.
Yes.
I've seen you at the national cross country race last year. I watched that race. I've seen you, and you seem to go out hungry.
Oh yeah.
You go out wanting to run at the front of the pack. It always seems like I see you up there.
Yeah.
You seem to be a hungry runner when you take off.
I am. That's my, I want to say my racing plan. Usually I go in the front, and you talked before, like, what's your mental approach to the races? Being hungry, never be satisfied of what you're doing. So especially at nationals, I'm excited to represent Alam States. Last year nationals cross country, I finished like 56th or 55th or something.
Yeah.
That was a hard race. I blew up after 5K. That was a crazy one, but this year I'm gonna be ready, and that's my revenge. That's my redemption race.
What are the takeaways, lessons you learned last year that you're bringing to this year's national cross country title race?
Just putting less pressure on my shoulder. I was considered one of the favorites after regionals.
Yep.
And everyone was like, okay, can he beat like the guy who won, William Amposa? Can he beat him? Can he be in the top three? And I was supposed to be the top one in the team, so I was the guy who had to be in the front to help the team. And I think I was just like not ready enough. I let the pressure like make me soaked in everything, and the event was big. The atmosphere and that nationals is pretty special, especially in D2. We talk about this, like D1 is like very strict and everything. D2 people are crazy next to the course. So I'm excited to come back here because that's the first time I've been running for a lot of years. I've been racing for a lot of years. Racing in America in D2 make me feel something like in my head when I'm running. People around the course are crazy, so I'm excited for that.
How did you develop your style of running where you want to attack the course?
Oh.
Or you attack the track? Because again, I've seen you in the 5,000 runs too. And again, you attack. You like want to pace. How did you come up to that type of running style for yourself?
That's my fuel. Being in the front motivates me. I'm a guy who can, I believe in like mental power and like mental, like the importance of like mental like health and also like the motivation in race.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm in the front, I'm motivated. When I see myself winning, when I see like a possibility to win when I'm racing, so when I'm in the front, that gives me way more energy and I can go further in the pain, further in like in the race and everything. So I think that's how it works. It's the same at practice. I like to be in the front. I like to take the reps. So no, I have to be for me and my confidence and show people. I like to run like I'm the leader of the race.
Yeah.
I have to control the race. When I'm in the front, if you want to push the pace, you have to pass me. So you have to make more effort than me.
Yeah.
So that's how it works. And
interesting.
So far, it was a pretty good strategy.
It is fun to watch you run. Hey, we're talking to Romain Legendre.
Yeah, perfect.
He's the latest in the long green line of great distance runners coming out of Adams State. We're going to keep talking to him. We're going to learn a little bit more about his journey from the south of France to Alamosa, Colorado. This is the Valley Pod. We'll be right back.
As easy as it would be to stay in and binge your favorite show, you don't want to miss out on all the events happening in the San Luis Valley this summer. The Valley Calendar helps you stay in the know when it comes to community social runs, holiday events, live music, and more. It's the most comprehensive and useful listing in the Valley. If you have an event coming up, be sure to submit it to the Valley Calendar on alamosacitizen.com. Let's have some fun this summer.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Adams State distance runner Romain Legrand. He's getting ready to compete in the NC2A Division II Regionals and then the NC2A Division II Cross Country Championships. He just won the RMAC Cross Country title, the first Adams State male runner to win that title in a few years. It's been a little bit of a drought there for Adams State at the RMACs. You came through, big race. What was your advantage that day? Why did you run so well at the RMAC?
I think I was, I don't want to sound arrogant or something, but I was more ready than the other guys. I've been training these last 3 months very hard. I'm in the best shape of my life, so like right now. I race like I used to do, racing in the front. I knew like racing in altitude was not easy, so I think Master C was the right one, which is like just stay a bit conservative, but in the same time stay in the front, let people lead the first like couple laps, and when you feel good, make your effort to try to just like get rid of everyone and finish the race not too hard. So I think, yeah, I was just ready for this race, and I was very, very excited of bringing back this title to Adams State. So I was like maybe a bit more motivation than the others.
I was excited. I was excited to see you win that race because, as we noted, it's been a few years since Adams State won the men's title.
Mm-hmm.
Your teammate Ava O'Connor won the women's title
Yeah.
But that women's program has really been something special these last few years. The men's program, you've been bringing it up and trying to get it back to a top cross-country race.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You just presented the situation perfectly. Like, I think this year we have a different team energy. We really want like to put back on the biggest stage Adams State's cross-country men, because the women are winning a lot of time.
Yeah, these last few years,
like everyone is talking about the women. Oh, they're crazy. They're winning everything for sure. And they're training so hard. And that's a crazy, like we have the craziest like D2 women team in terms of distance and cross-country. So we're very proud of this. But we have an ego, you know?
Yeah.
So we are excited to like, okay, it's our turn right now. And we just want to be as good as them. And like, if they can win the title, why not us? So yeah, we're going to try everything.
Let's go through your resume just a bit. In addition to winning the RMAC cross country title this year, you won the 5,000 meter NC2A Division II outdoor title. That was in 2020 flash season. You were runner up at 5,000 meters at the 2024 French Athletics Championship.
Yes.
You were 55th last year at the NC2A cross countries. You ran that race 30 minutes, 39 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
What's your goal going into this year's cross country championships when you think of that pace, what you're trying to get done?
So this year, I heard a lot about like the course in Sacramento. Apparently, it's one of the flattest course ever and one of the fastest, according to Coach Martin. I'm going to go fast. I don't have any time to say, but like I'm gonna go fast. I'm gonna go out fast, and I know I can run pretty fast. Like it's almost, people used to say like, oh, it's a track race in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be ready to go very hard and like to suffer for like, I want to say less than 29 minutes.
That's good. That's good. That's good. I'm looking forward to this. Then let's go through how you got here. How does someone who runs for the French national team make their way to Alamosa, Colorado, and Adams State University? Take us through that journey a bit.
I want to say it's more like a chance or something. So I've thought like before going to America after like my, I want to say the equivalent to like high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been contacted by some like universities in America, and they say, oh, you should come, because I was not that bad like these times. I was scared of going to America. So I took my time. I tried to make something with running and my professional life in France. Things didn't go as planned, so that was fine. I just like, after a couple of years, I needed some big changes, and my best friend went to Miami And she, I used to call her every week, and she used to tell me, oh, America is so nice. You have a lot of opportunity and everything. So I just say, okay, I think I'm going to look at this. And I look at some universities, and by chance, I found Adam States. That was not, to be honest, that was not my first choice. Like all of the international athletes, I wanted to go D1 because everyone see like America and like running, like, oh, it's D1. Like it's very like bright, like, oh, it's nice, fancy and everything. But I talked with Coach Martin, and I just fell in love with his way of like his vision of training, his approach of like how he treats his athletes, how he trains athletes for like not only NCAA, but also for like their national team and everything. Thanks to Coach Martin and his training, I ran my first national team last summer, and I ran the European Championship. I finished 13th on the 5K. So that was a great experience. And now I just look at some university, found Coach Martin, and just decided, okay, it's Alamosa.
You've seen yourself improve since you've been here.
I've seen Alamosa and Adam States as the biggest opportunity for me as a runner to like improve myself and be like the fastest version of myself. So, and I think I did the right choice, because so far, like all of the work I'm doing with the team, with Coach Martin, with the trainers and the other coaches, the assistant coaches, everything is going the right way. And I think, so I don't think another place better than here for me in terms of like training and being a better athlete.
What will you use up all of your eligibility this year, academic year?
Yeah.
You're a senior. I know that you're pursuing a master's degree in business administration, if I'm not right.
You're right.
So you will graduate likely with a master's degree this year. Will you run in the, do you have more eligibility for the outdoor season? Will you run in the outdoor season again?
Yeah, I still have like, so disc cross, indoors and outdoor.
Okay.
And so I should graduate like at the end in May. Mm-hmm. I think maybe I can get another year of eligibility. We try to figure out this with like the compliance administration and everything. Because I love the program, and I want like to, if I can help a little bit more the program for one more year, which is going to be like across indoors, outdoor too.
Right.
I would love that.
When you won the 5,000 meter outdoor national title last year, what was that like for you, that moment? And was that the most success you had achieved in your running career so far?
To be honest, this national title meant a lot for me, because that was my first national title as an Adam States like athlete, and most of the team was here. That was a great experience. We celebrated together, and just like seeing my teammates after the finish line was a great feeling. But I think one of my best achievements for me as a runner was like to run 13:16 during the outdoor season. That was in Los Angeles in Brian Clay.
Right.
And my parents came from France to watch my race. Most of my teammates were there, and I have like a couple of videos on social media, like Flow Track and other like media recorded this. When I look at this, I still have the emotion, and I have the tears in my eyes because like that was one of the greatest achievements. 13:16, 2 years before you told me you're gonna run that, I was like, nah, I don't think so.
I don't
think it's possible. It's something like just reserved to the pro runner or whatever. So
what is your goal? Where, Adam State to the side, where do you see yourself going? What are you looking to do in your running career, in your life? How is this helping you, setting you up for that?
Just first, like, I want to graduate. I want to have my master's degree because I like what I'm studying. And I don't know, like, very precisely what I want to do be after. The thing I'm sure is, like, I want to be a pro runner. That's my dream. I've always said, like, for the last, I don't know, 10 years, if I can get paid to be, like, to run, it's just the best life. I love running. I don't run just, like, train and run because I'm good at it and to, like, win races or everything. I just do this because I love running. It's part of myself. So I want to be a pro runner,
Tell us about where you are from, and I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of France, where you come from. I know you. Tell us a little bit about your home area, your home region in France. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I come from the south of France. The name of the biggest city near my house is Marseille. which is like a Marseille is known for his like soccer team. There's a pretty good soccer team. So it's alongside the sea. It's pretty sunny. The weather is pretty nice. A bit easier than here in La Mosa. You know, La Mosa, what I like is like it's a sunny day every day. It could be cold, it could be windy, but it's a sunny day. So it's the like the thing which is the same than my hometown. But no, I always like lived in the south of France. I did my high school, like elementary school, high school, and everything like in the south of France.
Tell my family's from there. What are the things or what do you miss most about not being at home? I looked up where you're from. The markets there. The food markets.
I wanted to say the food. The food is different. It's not completely different, just like maybe the quality of the food in France is a bit more like we have more like laws and everything about this. But maybe because I'm coming from the south, we have way more like vegetables and like different like seafood and everything. I miss the seafood for sure. Like in La Mosa we can find some, but that's not the same as like Marseille when you go to the restaurant like for like a big place of seafood and like I miss that for sure.
What's been your biggest adjustment as an international student?
I want to say the language. So I'm very proud of myself because I can do a podcast with you talking like speaking English for like 20-25 minutes, so like I'm proud of this. Maybe it's like I want to say the language for sure and try to understand the like the behaviors of Americans people who sometimes are different, like the mentality is different, the culture is different, just adapt myself to the culture which is way different. But I like this, it's interesting, and I think like traveling or like meeting other people from other countries just make you more open-minded. So that's
And what's been your takeaway coming to Adams State?
My takeaway about like America or in general, what like surprised me the most was the support of like people. It's in La Mosa when you're just running, people are honking at you to like cheer for you and everyone say go Adams. I want to say the support of people for like sports, which is way different in France. We don't have the same like support from the administrations, from the government, from like the people around. Doing sport at like 25 years old in France is like, oh, you should just go to work and like stop doing your sport, like you're wasting your time. In America, I want to say like, okay, no, you're doing something great, you're like doing something good for your body and everything, and I love the support of people for like the athletes.
And someone like you who wants to be a professional runner, this is probably where you want to be then.
I want to stay here, I love this. Yeah, definitely. And like, I hope one day I'll be able to say like, hey, I run for a brand or whatever, and I'm a professional athlete, and I can compete in the best meet in the world, like traveling, meeting new people, competing in like crazy races with every kind of athlete. So no.
Yeah, no, it's fun to listen to your journey and look at. It's interesting to see the international runners that show up at Adams State. And I don't know if you knew that because we talked a little bit about Ava O'Connor,
who's which is also Irish.
Right? So it's interesting to see that at the top of Adams State's running teams this year, the international students like yourself. As you think about the next couple of weeks, what is most important for you as you prepare for these next two big races, the regionals, NC2A Division II Nationals? What's most important?
The main reward is like resting. We want to be rested for the race. We want to feel good. We want to feel fresh because I want to say most of the work is done right now. Yesterday we did maybe the craziest workout we've done like so far in the season. Now we just want to like, okay, just prepare ourselves to suffer, to go to the race in like in the right mindset, not a bad one, not like, oh, we want to kill everyone. No, we just want to like be ready to produce a nice effort and focus on the recovery, using all of the recovery stuff we have in Adams State. Stay consistent also in running. Like I'm not going to run more than I used to be. I'm not going to run like way less. Just keep it easy and focus on like eating, sleeping, resting, which is like the three main thing.
Yeah, really look forward to watching you in those next two races. Really look forward to watching you run in Sacramento at the National Cross Country Race. Want to see you attack that course I know you're going to. It's fun to watch you run. We really appreciate having you here today. Hey, as we wrap up this episode of the Valley Pod, we want to remind you to make alamosacitizen.com your daily homepage for news and information on the greater San Luis Valley. It's much better than Facebook for your community news and all the events happening across the valley. Join the digital news movement and become a member of Alamosa Citizen. Your support makes our work possible. Romain.
Rejoignez le Digital News Support, le News Movement, et devenez membre de alamosacitizen.com et rendez notre travail possible. Grâce à vous, on peut faire de grandes choses.
We'll see you around the valley, Romain. Say that in French. We'll see you around the valley.
On se voit dans la vallée.
Ah,
on se voit dans la vallée.
Beautiful. That's good. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Three years ago, a new source for community news and information was launched, and we called it Alamosa Citizen. Hi, I'm Chris Lopez. Over the past 3 years, we've talked to hundreds of Valley residents, reported from every community in the San Luis Valley, and we've even recorded more than 200 episodes of the Valley Pod. Can you believe it? Now we need your help. Join the digital news movement and become a member of Alamosa Citizen today. Go to alamosacitizen.com and hit Become a Member, or give anything that you can. It's your support that makes our work possible. We appreciate it.